From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. An Iraqi general says Special Forces troops have taken control of the state television building inside Mosul. The government troops entered the city for the first time since 2014 when it was taken over by the Islamic State group. Major General Sami al-Aridi said the troops engaged in fierce fighting with IS militants. The United Nations is warning the Syrian government and rebel forces they may be guilty of war crimes in the Syrian city of Aleppo. Government troops have been trying to take control of rebel-held neighborhoods in the city's east, carrying out a siege that has cut off food and aid in the area. In response, rebel forces have tried to break the siege by intensifying attacks on western Aleppo, which is under Syrian government control. As a consequence, civilian casualties are mounting. An independent investigation into July's violence in South Sudan's capital concludes military personnel did not protect civilians. Margaret Bashir reports.
The investigation, headed by retired Dutch General Patrick Kamert, found that a lack of leadership on the part of key senior mission personnel culminated in a chaotic and ineffective response to the violence. The fighting between government soldiers supporting President Salva Kiir and troops loyal to opposition leader Riek Machar erupted July 8th near the presidential palace. More than 300 people were killed, and the fighting led to attacks, killings, rapes, looting, and other atrocities on the local population and foreign aid workers. Peacekeepers from China and Nepal were singled out for their poor performance during the episode. Margaret Bashir, the United Nations.
And for more on that story and other news stories, take a look at our website. It's voanews.com. This is VOA News. Democrat Hillary Clinton and Republican Donald Trump rallied supporters Tuesday in states they see as crucial to winning the November 8th U.S. presidential election. Clinton is making stops in three cities in Florida. Recent opinion polls show Trump with a 1 percentage point edge over her in that state. Trump is visiting two states Tuesday where polls for months have shown Clinton with consistent advantages, Pennsylvania and Wisconsin. National surveys continue to show Clinton leading Trump by about 2 to 4 percentage points. Democrats are fighting to win enough seats to gain control of the U.S. Senate. After 6 years of Republican control, Democrats hope to regain the upper hand by winning several key races. The fate of the Senate rests in the hands of voters of six states now, three of which are historically Republican. Civil society activists in India and Pakistan are urging the governments of both countries to de-escalate military tensions and resume peace talks. The two nations have been firing at each other over the Kashmir line of control for weeks. The Pakistan-India People's Forum for Peace and Democracy fears that the fighting could escalate into a full-blown war between the countries. Amnesty International is demanding Russia immediately and unconditionally release Ildar Dadin, an anti-Kremlin protester jailed for participation in unauthorized demonstrations. In a statement Tuesday, the rights group also urged Russian authorities to investigate Dadin's allegation of torture described in a letter from prison. He says he's been beaten, humiliated, and has had rape threats. Last December, a Moscow court sentenced Dadin to a 3-year prison term for repeated anti-government street protests. As Italy observed All Saints Day Tuesday, earthquake aftershocks again hit the central region. Thousands of people were left homeless by a 6.6 magnitude tremor that destroyed centuries-old towns on the weekend. Aftershocks are coming at a rate of several per hour. China debuted its J-20 stealth fighter Tuesday at Airshow China in the city of Zhuhai. Two of the planes made a brief appearance at the show's opening ceremonies. The planes performed a series of maneuvers and generated enough noise to set off car alarms in a nearby parking lot. At least 13 people are dead, another 20 missing after an explosion at a coal mine in China's Chongqing region. The Xinhua news agency says the explosion at the privately owned Jinshanzhou mine happened before noon Monday. A local official says an all-out search for the missing miners is underway. However, the rescue operation was hindered by damage from the blast and high concentration of gases. In Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.